Shalom, it's Reuven Abramoff, the Haftorah man, and today's Haftarah is for Yom Kippur afternoon. Yes, there's a second Haftarah. It comes from the book of Jonah and the whale. This has got to be one of the most famous stories out of the Bible that we have. And when we read it, we read the entire four chapters of the book of Jonah. And what do we have? It comes from the Treyasar. That the Treyasar is translated as the 12 minor prophets. There's nothing minor about this man, and let's hear what his story is about. So it starts off that God speaks to Jonah, the Navi Jonah, the prophet Jonah, and he says, listen, you have to go to Nineveh, and they are off the derech. This is a very, very serious question. If they're not Jewish, what is God telling these people to go back on the path? Well, they had Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Let's start over there. Anyway, God instructed Jonah to go. So, like a dutiful Jew, what does he do? He doesn't listen. And where does he go? He gets by the boat yards, and he gets on a ship to a place called Tarshish. He's going totally in the different direction. And then what happens while he's on the boat? We all know the story. This big storm comes, and all the sailors on the boat are trying to determine what to throw off the side of the ship so the boat won't sink. And eventually, they throw everything off. But Jonah, while all of this is going on, is down in the belly of the boat, and he's just like sleeping and taking it easy. And they wake him up, and they take him, and they tell him to walk the plank, and they throw him into the water. Well, sure enough, he gets swallowed up by a whale. We know the story. And there he is in the belly of the whale, and then he stays there for 3 days. And then there, Jonah sings this wonderful song of tefillah and confidence and emunah and with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then the fish spits him out and throws him back up onto dry land. Well, I guess he made his negotiations while he was in the stomach of the whale, and guess where he takes a straight route to? But he goes to the city of Nineveh, and that he is predicting that the city is going to do teshuvah. And he goes on the outskirts of the city, and he begins to walk into the city, and people are getting the message that they have to do teshuvah. However, once this is all said and done, he's a miserable guy, and he goes under the kikayon tree, some sort of vegetable tree, and under there, he is very, very sad, and he's saying to God that what needs to happen here is that you need to have faith, and you need to believe in your own self, because what you did is you had other people doing teshuvah, and the message is, if the people of Nineveh could do teshuvah, kal vachomer, that's for sure, we could get the Jewish people to do teshuvah. The Haftarah, sometimes some people add from the book of Micha, Mikel Chamocha, who is the God like you? Nosei Avon Ofer HaPesha, that the one that looks the other way on our Avonot and forgives us for our sins, that this is something that you do not stand. Yashuv Yerachamenu Yichbosh Avonoseinu V'Tashlich B'Mtzulot Yom Kol Chatoseinu. This is what we read during Tashlich, and that it is saying that God, please accept our begging you to forgive us for the sins that we did. Titein emet liYaakov, chesed liAvraham, asher nishbata laAvosenu mimei kedem. And that you should give the truth to Yaakov and the kindness that you gave to Avraham, that you promised to our forefathers. Please show this to us, that we are sorry. We want to be forgiven, and we don't want the punishment in the Beis Din of justice to be implemented on us. So here's a great story for us to understand on the afternoon of Yom Kippurim, that you never give up, and you always have hope, and you always make an effort, and it doesn't matter if it looks like it's going to be successful or not, because if you go with God with you, there's no such word as can't in God's vocabulary. Have a good day.